Yeah, really significant. It's the highest ever sports capital allocation for Donegal. And I want to congratulate the 89 clubs who were successful in today's announcement. It's a great reflection of the work that and the voluntary work that's going on across clubs across the county, and it's making such a difference in terms of young people and local communities' daily lives. And it's great to see that important voluntary work back now through this sports capital funding to support clubs in their development. And I'm glad to see that. I'm thankful to Minister Thomas Byrne for his engagement in relation to the Donegal Sports Club applications. We're the fourth highest actually in the country, just after Dublin, Cork and Galway, and that means that we see the 89 clubs across the county get really, really significant support. So I congratulate all of them and wish them well now in terms of stepping out their developments, and it's a really, really important day for sport in the county. Yeah, whether it's GEA or soccer or athletics or indeed golf and many other sports which clubs drive out across the county, it's one of the great things about voluntary work in terms of working with young people, in terms of giving people an outlet, in terms of people's health, and in terms of people's mental well-being. And so much of that is based on the voluntary commitment of committees and of trainers and of people being involved in the sports clubs across our county. But of course, good facilities are key to enabling people to be able to make the most of their time and commitment and to be able to work and deliver the services and the sports facilities that local communities need. And that's why the sports capital funding is so important. And that's why it's great to see us get such a good allocation for the county, and indeed really important to recognise the strength of sport in Donegal, feeding through in terms of us getting the fourth highest allocation of funding in the country.
And I suppose just finally, having such heavy investment in the likes of sport can have benefits for other departments. You know, if people are more healthy and well, it may take pressure off the likes of the health department.
Yeah, we've seen a wonderful development in terms of sports clubs across the county, and that is leading to really significant benefits for people then in relation to their physical well-being as well as their mental well-being. And we've seen sports clubs transformed across the county as well, and particularly through the sports capital grants, come back to the significant impact that Dr. Jimmy McDade made previously and how that's been built upon, and indeed to the really high allocation today as well. And there's no doubt that whenever you put funding and capital funding in at government, from the government to local clubs, it really gets paid back in spades in terms of the actual output and the facilities that get delivered on the back of that, because of course there'll be so much voluntary commitment goes into the development of many of our physical infrastructure at our clubs as well. So it's money really, really well spent, and I'm delighted to see the 89 clubs across the county today that are getting the positive news that the government, the sports capital funding, is going to back them in their development plans.